Introduction. Welcome to Cashvertising Online. Okay, that's enough small talk. Let's jump right in and get practical. True or false? If you build a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door. When I ask that question in my seminars, the true answers I get are often surprising. Some say it's true, Drew, because people are always looking for ways to improve their lives. If you create such a product, they will buy it. People love new things, and the mere fact that it's new will excite them enough to want to check it out, and good news spreads fast. If it's a quality product of value, people will find out about it one way or another. While these answers all sound reasonable, as a professional direct response guy, I know they all belong to a mindset of failure, the mindset of, why am I broke? That's because it doesn't matter how great your product is if you don't effectively communicate its value to the right audience. Sure, you could act on the assumption that people might eventually learn about it, but that's not a great business success plan, is it? Hope is not a strategy. Hope is what you employ when you think you're out of options. Book of Secrets. Imagine being handed a highly guarded Book of Secrets, a book so valuable that it's protected by a lock and key. And in this book are the distillation of dozens and dozens of well-funded advertising experiments, test after test, control versus control, the insider notes of smart, well-financed advertisers who constantly asked questions like, what works better, A or B, C or D? How about if we changed the timing? What if we tried a more personal approach? What happens if we intentionally misspell words? How about if we use red instead of blue? What's the best time to post for maximum readership? Would it matter if we changed order now to buy now? Would a green button make any difference? Should we offer more than one product option? What's the best way to show discounts? Will long copy work better? What happens if we put the word you in headlines? Should we do a two-step or try to snag the sale right now? And scores of similar questions. Imagine if the answers to these questions actually existed in one handy book, and that you could use the results of all their testing and money spent in your own advertising and reap the rewards, and save yourself years of annoying and frustrating trial-and-error experimentation. You're reading that very book right now. And the reason I call these things secrets isn't because they're locked away in a dusty old padlocked chest somewhere, but simply because so few advertisers know anything about them. To the uninformed, they are, in fact, the exact dictionary definition of the word secrets. Things not known or seen by others. Oh, sure, they might know a few of the things we'll discuss, but the vast majority haven't a clue. They're still busy conducting trial-and-error experiments, which is fine, as long as you're testing elements exclusive to your own product and offer, rather than reinventing the wheel of a principle that's already known. Like the original Cashvertising, widely acknowledged as today's number one book on advertising persuasion and now published in 11 languages worldwide, this is not a storybook. It's a how-to guide. And every page is packed with information you can start using right now, today. Because to me, there's nothing worse than buying a book, spending your time reading it, and when you finish the last page, you say, okay, that was interesting, now what do I do? This book will tell you exactly what to do. It's simply up to you to actually do it. Fact is, no book, no matter how good, is of benefit to everyone. Some people expect magic. They want good results, but they're not willing to do what's necessary to make them happen. It's human inertia, plain and simple. Much easier to watch TV and eat chips and salsa than actually do the work. You know what I mean. You see a book that promises to teach you how to improve your life. You excitedly buy it and start reading. Suddenly, the green dollar signs in your eyeballs begin to fade. Oh, damn. You gotta set goals. Ah! You gotta make lists. Ugh! You gotta spend time every day doing positive visualizations. Oh, crap. You gotta actually do stuff. You kind of wanted the success to happen without that whole annoying do-this-do-that process. Dreams don't work unless you take action. The surest way to make your dreams come true is to live them. Roy T. Bennett. Hey, that's life. Dreaming about it is easy. When you're awake, you gotta do stuff to make stuff happen. My goal is to make that doing stuff as easy as possible and give you the greatest chances for success.